It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Remember yesterday we were pretending about that kite that looked like a witch in the neighborhood of make-believe? Things that look different? Or would you have any idea what that might be? It's a kite. It's a kind of a kite. I thought you might like to see some different kinds today. Yeah. This is called a box kite. You attach a string to it here, and then up in the air it goes. You know, goes up like that. Floats around. Here's some others that I'll put together for you. How about this one? That look a little like a bird? Put this in here. Pretty one, isn't it? This one's a tough one to put together, but I will try. When I'm doing something like this, I really like to take my time. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time to tie my shoe, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to make a kite for you, and everything I do. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. And off it goes. And this is one other different kind. This is the other kind that I have today. All you do is put a stick in like that. Flies up in the air. I remember not too long ago, I flew a kite like this. It was beside the ocean. And it went flying up into the sky. I'd like you to see what I remember about flying that kite. in the sky, of course, they're attached to a string. And when you want to bring them down, you just roll the string in. Get it like this. Sometimes days aren't windy enough for kites, and you try to get it up in the air, and it goes, you get frustrated. Yeah. Try again, and down it goes. But there are many things that you can do besides flying a kite. You could even pretend that you're flying a kite. Why don't you try that now? Just close your eyes and think of yourself flying a kite. Okay? Take your time. Good pretend. That's not a pretend telephone. That's our telephone. Hello? Yes, it is. Oh, all right. Somebody calling to say that Mr. Negri wants to talk with me. Hello, Joe? Yes. At the shop. Oh, I know, I'd like to. Fine. All right, we'll come over very quickly. Thank you for telling us. All right. Bye-bye. That's Mr. Negri at Negri's Music Shop. He said that there's a man who plays a kettle drum there. Have you ever seen a kettle drum? Well, why don't we just go see what it looks like? All right? And hear the man play it. We'll put these kites in order when we get back. All right, will you come with me to Negri's Music Shop? Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Hey, Greg.
I'll be with you in 1 minute, Fred.
Okay.
How are you, Fred?
What are you working on here?
I'm just playing the bagpipe.
Bagpipe?
Yeah.
That's a little one, isn't it?
Sure is. It has a weird sound, too.
Yeah, that reminds me of Dr. Platypus. Are you going to buy this?
No.
There's your music paper, and it's $1, Greg.
Okay.
Happy writing to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Greg. You all ready?
Yeah, I was just looking at these.
Rick's in the back room there. Oh, the little...
What is that? Oh, a crow bird call.
Is that a crow call?
Crow,
a bird call. They have a different kind.
Nice. Yeah, I'd like to see the kettle drum.
The kettle drum player's in the back.
Jim.
Joe.
I'm going to take
Excuse
Fred.
Me. Hi, Mr.
Wright. Hi, Jim.
I'm going to take Fred in the back and show him the kettle drums.
Okay, I want... Before you go, would you do me a favor? Would you demonstrate this banjo for this gentleman?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. It's a five-string banjo. Let's see.
He can play any instrument with strings, can't he?
There you
are,
Jim.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, see you later.
See you later, Jim.
I'll be back there if you need me.
Okay.
See you in here?
Yes. There's Rick. How you doing, Rick?
Fine, thanks.
I'm Fred Rogers, Rick.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to come over, and that's our friend over there.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Kettle drums.
Sure, would you like to see my drums?
Yes, I've never seen one up close.
You hear what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, there you are.
That's scary. Listen.
How did you do that? Like that.
Look down here. Real simple.
That's a pedal.
Every kettle drum has a pedal, just like this one here.
A pedal on a kettle drum.
That's right. Now, as I push the pedal forward and strike the drum, what it does is stretches the head. This is the head, this white part here.
Mm-hmm.
and it causes the pitch to go up like this.
So you're tightening on the head when
That's
you push
right.
I see.
I tighten on the head, and then it relaxes the head, it loosens it, and I hit it and push the pedal back. It comes down.
Well, how does it do that? I mean, what's inside that makes it go like that?
Well, I'll show you. Right over here, if you step over here, I have a drum prepared here that I can just lift off the top head here. This is a plastic drum head. Mm-hmm. You can see I took off these rings on the side so that I can just lift the head off and show you the inside of it.
Yeah,
it. Thank you.
Oh, that's what does it, huh?
Sure. Here, let's tip this up here and let everyone see.
It's got the rods in there.
It has rods in here. Mm-hmm. When I press the pedal down, you might be able to see them move there. You see that?
Yeah, so that stretches it out like that.
That's right. That's what pulls this rim down, and that's what causes the head
to tighten and loosen
and change the pitch.
You know what I was thinking, Joe? What? This really does look like a kettle. You know, the kind
yes,
of kettle
it really does.
Like that you
would
boil, cook with.
Cook
yeah.
water in.
Sure. I'm sure that's how they got their name.
Kettle drum.
I think you can see it better over here. Let's put the head back. And on this drum, I can put a stick down on the head. And if you look real carefully, you might be able to see it go up and down as I press the pedal down. It's just very slight. Look at it now.
Oh, yes, you can see it.
You see it?
You can see
right
it.
There.
Rise and
down
fall.
Underneath there.
Yeah.
It moves. Now listen to what it does to the pitch. Just that little bit of motion.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Well, I'd like to hear you play something more.
I played something before, and you said it scared you, you know,
yeah.
and... I know something about that, too. As a matter of fact, the first time I ever heard the kettle drums, they scared me.
Did they frighten you?
Right. That's probably why I started to play them.
Oh, like that.
Well, how do you mean?
Well,
just kept
right.
working at it. Huh?
They're, well, I can play, if I feel sad, I can play very sad, like this. And if I'm very happy, I can play happy, too.
Too, couldn't you?
Very. Would you like to hear a little?
Yeah.
You see, noises and things, when somebody else plays them, or someplace else, can scare you. So I decided to do it myself.
Do them yourself.
Now I can play all kinds of scary noises, and gentle ones, too.
Would you put them together and let us hear some?
Would you like to hear a little concerto?
A little concerto?
Sure.
For kettle drum?
I'll tune them up for you.
That's good. Could I try it?
Please, be my guest. Try it.
It doesn't sound the same. I know you've practiced a long time, but it doesn't seem to shake the way
what's
that...
What's the matter? These sides are up.
Did you notice where he was hitting?
Yeah.
He was right in the middle.
Yeah.
Now, for some reason, right in the middle is the bad place to hit it. It has a very dead sound, and it doesn't ring.
Oh.
Now, try playing, coming closer to the edge of the drum here in the rim, and see if it sounds any better.
Like this. It does.
Yeah.
Over in the rim.
Sure.
Yeah, it's good. Those are out here to the rim. You can... Now let me see. I'll do a little concerto.
Except I'm due to clean in here, and it's not going to be very easy to clean around all of you.
Well, we were just having a little demonstration. Rick, Audrey, I'd like you to meet Rick Kvestad over here.
How do you do?
Audrey Roth from Audrey Cleans Everything.
She takes care
well,
of
Audrey's
going to
have trouble cleaning everything today.
We were just having a little demonstration.
They're beautiful, but it's not going to be easy to clean around them.
No, I'm sure not. But
what are they?
Kettle drums.
A kettle drum?
Yeah, it's a drum that looks like a kettle.
Hey, I've got a marvelous idea.
What's your idea?
This can be my kettle drum.
This?
Good idea.
Could you play something together?
Sure, I have a whole bunch of sticks over here. I could let you use a pair.
Delighted.
Would you like
it? Lighted, yes.
Would you like those?
Duet.
Lovely.
Thank you very much, Rick. Good to meet you.
Rick will help you get the stuff out of the way.
Oh, okay. That's almost as much fun as cleaning.
Thanks, Rick.
Have a great day.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Really fun. Really fun.
He's a very good player.
Yeah. Da-da-dum-bum-bum.
Yes.
You don't have drums for sale. Maybe I could get this. This
Would
is
you like
something.
To get one of those?
Yeah. Yeah, how much are they?
That's 75 cents. Here, I'll put it in a bag for you. Big bag.
Thank you.
One little package.
Thank you very much.
75?
And thanks for letting us know that he was here with those drums.
Oh, I'm glad you could come over. I knew you were interested, and he was just rehearsing. We should change.
We're always glad to know new things.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye. So long.
Kettle drum player. Boy, that was interesting. See how he hit those drums? We did too. Try out my crow call. It kind of sounds like laughing, doesn't it? Could you do that? Let's get the trolley. There, trolley. Trolley has a whistle here. Let's see the difference. This is a crow call. And this is the trolley's whistle. Would you close your eyes and just say which whistle I'm using, the crow call whistle or the trolley whistle? Okay, just close your eyes. See if you can tell the difference. Open them up. Did you guess it? All right, try once more. All right. Okay, there. Why don't we make believe that Bob Dog and Lady Elaine Fairchild are at the museum go-round together, thinking about that kite that scared everybody yesterday. Okay, in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Boy, that was really scary yesterday.
Oh, I wasn't all that scared.
I wonder if grown-ups ever get scared.
I don't know. I guess so.
Nothing would ever scare the king.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that, Bobby Doggy. I bet we could scare him.
Do you really think so?
Sure. Now, you just go call Miss Polificate and get an appointment to meet the king in 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Then you meet me at the castle in 10 seconds and bring the kite.
Hello? Miss Polifique? I'd like to make an appointment to meet the king in exactly 20 seconds. Okay, thank you very much.
Good. Did she say okay?
She said okay.
Oh, good. All right, Bobble Buddy, now put the kite right up here.
Up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right up here.
Up we go.
Ooh, we'll never see it till just the right time.
Can't see it there.
Now, what I want you to do is to tell him the story about yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And when it gets to be the time for the witch, we'll jump the kite right in front of him, okay?
Okay. That's a
good... Oh, here he comes now. I'll keep out of sight.
Right.
Bob Dog, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what, may I inquire, brings you to this castle?
A witch.
A witch?
A witch in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, when and where?
Well, we were walking home, Lady Elaine and Daniel and I,
yes.
And all at once... Lady Elaine discovered back in the trees this witch.
Oh, yes, and then what happened?
The witch fluttered. It just sort of fluttered all over like that.
Right in front of you?
No. Way back in the trees.
Oh, yeah. Did it chase you?
Well, sort of, King Friday.
Then what happened?
Well, then I rushed and called Mr. Negri.
Did he come?
No, he wasn't at home. But Miss Polificate came.
Oh, good. Polificate can handle many things. Yeah. Then what happened?
Well, what she did was she went and got a ladder,
yes.
And then put it up against there and then just climbed up very carefully because the witch was on top of the tree, you see? And she climbed up and climbed up and all at once and just...
So where is the witch now? It's nowhere around here, is it?
Well, sir, as a matter of fact...
Now!
What? Why? Oh, it's a witch! Oh, my! Snatch it, dog! Snatch it! Don't let it get away. It's just a kite. Come down here this instant, young lady.
Uh-oh.
And you, Bob Dog, I suppose you think that was funny?
Of course it was funny, Friday.
Well, we just wanted to see if grown-ups would get startled too, Your Highness.
Of course, grown-ups can get startled. Grown-ups are people, too. Don't you know that grown-ups have feelings?
Well, I guess everybody gets scared sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Now, off with your foolishness. I have kingly affairs to attend to.
That wasn't so great, was it?
No, I jumped when the king did, too, and I...
Boy, scaring other people is scary. There's no more scaring here, Trolley.
That's right, Trolley.
You remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, Trolley. Bob Dog wondered... if grown-ups ever get scared. Do grown-ups get scared? Children get scared? You know that, don't you? Sometimes people get scared. Da-da-dum-bum-ba-da-dum. But the very same people who get scared sometimes are the very same people who don't get scared sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Pretty fish. I have to clean up my kites here. Time to go to my real home. But I've enjoyed being with you in my television home. Ah, pushed it right through the end. Yes, grown-ups and children get scared, and grown-ups and children get angry, and grown-ups and children get happy, and grown-ups and children get sad. Grown-ups and children miss people when they go away. And grown-ups and children are glad to see people when they come back. And I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to do. And I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. About you this weekend. I'll be back to visit with you next week. 'Cause I like you just the way you are. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.